Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Laura Butler. She is a motivational speaker, professional development trainer, executive, brand and career coach, and business consultant. Laura, welcome to our podcast.
And thank you for having me, Christopher.
So before we dive into the business side, Laura, as I mentioned to you, or you mentioned to me, like you're from Jamaica, super proud of that, which is awesome because I hope that everyone gets to visit places that are inspiring. And I got a chance to visit Jamaica. So if the listeners that have not been there, we have listeners from literally 92 countries, what would you tell them about Jamaica and why they should visit?
Well, Jamaica, our motto is out of many one people. I mean, we're known internationally for so many things. We excel in sports, I mean, with the Usain Bolt, Shelly-Ann Fraser Prize, or music, academically. But the most important thing, I think, is that Jamaica is eclectic. It really caters to a wide variety of interests, people of all ages. It has not just natural beauty with its white sand beaches and rivers, over 100 rivers, in fact, and, you know, so many indigenous plants and fruits and animals, but the spirit of the people, warmth, and the food is just amazing. And there's such a laid back, relaxed feeling when you get to Jamaica. If ever you want to just take a break where the pace slows down and the people are amazing and you just have a chance to live and not just exist, Jamaica is your spot.
I should have recorded that. Well, it is recorded, but again, the government of Jamaica should hire you, Laura, for their branding, because it really is. When you said about living, because yes. So much of life, especially in the US or in the Western world, are always talking about working, working, working. But really, if you're working till you die, what's the point of living? And I really did see and feel and experience that when I was in Jamaica. And it's ironic that you and I literally know the same person there that invited me to speak there. So how did you go from Jamaica to where you are now in Texas as a business owner?
Well, it's really interesting because if you asked me 20 years ago or even more, if I'd be here today, I'd probably say no. My background is primarily in human resources and in professional development training. And I've been working with a few universities from 2002. And I'm also involved in sports management and development with my brother's soccer academy. So we have players, over 17 professional players in Europe, one being my nephew, Leon Bailey, with the Bundesliga in Leverkusen, Germany. And so I have traveled extensively, and my dad lives in New York and, you know, with a big family, and Jamaicans seem to get everywhere. and then I got married and my husband lives in Dallas. He's been in the aviation world for over 17 years and he was relocated here in Texas. So that was what primarily brought me here. And then once I got here, I established my business and started working with SCORE. I'm not sure if you're familiar with them, but they were formed a year after the SBA as a support the largest resource partners to the SBA and the Chambers of Commerce across the nation. And we have a mandate. It's nonprofit. It's a voluntary post. And so we have a mandate to help small businesses grow here in the United States. So, and I served on the SBA board in Jamaica and the Consumer Affairs Commission board in Jamaica. So I have that innate desire to serve. So I got involved, and it's a great way when you're coming to a new country to get connected. Certainly through the Chamber of Commerce. That's a fantastic way.
That's great. So talk to us about this Fusion Consulting Limited. Is that your firm or you work for that firm?
Yes. In fact, I met Fred McLean, who has Fusion Consulting in London, Ontario, many, many years ago. And I would have him come to Jamaica and we would both put on many conferences together. And after starting a discussion and everything, with my passion for helping through education and helping individuals to achieve their full potential and giving the support that's required and seeing positive results, I decided to start my own company. And so I did that in Jamaica. And then when I moved here approximately 5 years ago, I incorporated here in Texas, Dallas, Texas as well. So great. It focuses primarily on staff development, training. I'm also, a speaker, so I'm invited to speak at events, but my main goal is to help to develop the individual, the employees, and align them with the organization or company's objectives and goals, and just give them the support they need to execute their jobs effectively and, awesome. And achieve results.
Well, Laura, let's walk through a specific case study where you would meet a client and you want to help him or her with their company, and you recognize some of the employees or what they need. So just paint the picture, because it's always best to have a very specific example of a client you've worked with so that our listeners can really understand, wow, Laura's amazing. I want to hire her.
Well, I've worked with individuals as well and have a pretty good success rate with them. I've worked with from young professionals. I've helped them to secure scholarships such as the UK Fulbright, the UK Chevening, the Rhodes Scholarship. And, you know, I've achieved that. And then I've worked with small companies, and I've also worked with Fortune 500 companies. So from an individual to a PwC or an IBM or a Texaco, or, you know, it varies. But at the end of the day, I am dedicated. I have an intervention program as well, which really applies to an individual who is within an organization, but and experienced and qualified, but have somehow been overlooked for promotions. I will go in and do an intervention program that can take up to 3 months, depending on what we're working on. And I have 100% success rate in them being appointed the jobs, the positions that they haven't been able to get for years, for a long period of time. And then that's I work with an individual.
Wait, I don't want to, again, I'd rather have one specific example, because you clearly have done a lot of stuff, Laura.
Yes.
but I want our listeners to really hone in on, like, so let's say intervention, right?
Yes.
What's one example of a person you work with? You don't need to mention names, but I want to know actual tactics, strategies, things you said, things you didn't say. You know, this is what we want to share with our podcast listeners.
Okay, sure. So I work with an individual first by doing a needs analysis to see where they are, what their goals and objectives are. And then I formulate a plan with them and work closely with them in terms of developing.
But specifically, was this person, you know, in his job for 10 years and he wanted to be a manager? And so he had, you know, I want an actual example, because you keep saying more general, but I really want our listeners to really think.
Sure. Okay. Well, because which is why I started first saying I've worked with individuals who are new to the corporate world.
Yeah.
I've worked with individuals who are already existing in the corporate world and is trying to build and grow their career. So let's take then an individual who is already on the job.
Perfect.
In an established job. And what I would do is work with them, do a needs analysis, see where they are, look at their goals closely, and see how we can develop a training program.
Wait. But again, I want to break it down even more. So when you say needs analysis, what does that mean? That they want more income? They want more status? Like, yeah, literally, because you're so high level, or we want to break it down to, like, step by step.
Okay, so, sure. No, I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
So really, it's just having a discussion with an individual. And a needs analysis will really look at dissecting their goals, what it is they want to accomplish, what they want to do, and where they want to take their career, you know. And then I would look at a couple of topics, perhaps, that, let's say they're weak on their public speaking or their branding. I would spend time sharing the content that I have, the programs that I have, specifically geared towards that. And then work closely with them on an ongoing basis until we are able to achieve those goals.
Perfect. But that's what I meant. So let's say with public speaking or branding, let's just pick one topic that you feel you're really good at. And what's one suggestion you give to someone that either wants to improve their brand or improve their public speaking skills in a company?
Okay, well, as it relates to their brand, they really have to work on being subject matter experts, becoming the best they can within their respective field. They also want to look at your brand isn't just about your physical appearance. It's about your ability to communicate effectively, to work well with people, to influence a person of integrity. Say, you know, whatever you commit to, honor it, follow it through, continue to develop and grow. And certainly as it relates to your physical appearance, you want to identify, you know, a couple of things. How do you want to be perceived by the public? And how does that align with your goals and objectives? And so I would work closely with them. I would ensure that their message, their brand is consistent across all social media platforms, for example. And then I'd work with them as an individual to help to work on the weak areas and help to grow whatever it is that that area, and until we're able to achieve a brand that is powerful and that is marketable, and certainly one that you know, holds on to their unique, you know, ability to create that sense of difference.
Yeah.
So we don't all, with branding, I find you don't want to follow everyone. You want to take guidance from those who have been successful, but at the same time, you want to develop your unique skills and really work consistently on growing. And, you know, in the field of education, we know that ongoing training is should be something that's a part of your world, the willingness to learn, to be flexible, to be able to network. And, you know, there's a saying, if no matter how great you are at what you do or your product, it matters not if no one knows about you. So you really have to position your brand in a way that becomes visible in a and communicates the message you want.
No, that's great, Laura. Again, you have so many years of experience in different aspects. I just wanted our listeners to just make sure that for sure, understanding the needs, giving that self-awareness that you provide them, but then getting really deep into how to do that, which is, again, the branding is so important because I don't think people realize that sometimes they might have the resume, they might have the experience, but if they're not looking the right part, if they're not writing their branding on LinkedIn in a professional way, yes, it's not going to go anywhere. So I can absolutely see the importance of your work, Laura, and I appreciate that. So how can our guests connect with you and stay in touch with you, Laura?
They can reach me on LinkedIn under Laura Margaret Buckler. They can also get in touch with me through fusionconsultingja.com. And Chris, I'm also in the middle of writing another book, which will focus on young professionals and helping them to be better prepared for the world of work. It's a nonprofit program I started 17 years ago for tertiary level students, just making that transition. And so I'm excited about that. And, you know, it's somewhat of a break because I primarily focus on executive training, but I've done work extensively with many levels.
That's
so
great.
Yes, you can contact me there. That's the best way to reach me, or via email, fusionconsultingltd@gmail.com.
Great. Laura, thanks again for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you, Chris. And you too.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.